Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Feldenstein, and today we are continuing with our series called Now What? And Now What is a very, very powerful, very condensed words, because now that we learn and we study and we go everywhere and we come home and we stand and we look, and it seems like nothing has changed. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're committed to having that change. My guest today is Jennifer Schutemacher, a wonderful woman coming to us from the East Coast all the way from Florida. We're going to be talking to Jennifer about what it is that she has discovered on her journey of looking for now what. What's the answer? What's the procrastination is really about? What life is really about? What is it? What is the missing link? And so I'd like to really welcome you, Jennifer Schutemacher. Thank you. Welcome to the Tippy Talk, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Tippy. Hi, everybody.
We have actually been talking a few times, and we've been talking about a few things, and so we missed an entire month, and it seems like we have not talked forever. One month. One month seems like a long time. That's why, like, you kind of disappeared into the land of productivity and fun and all that. Where have you been?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I went to this amazing event called Conscious Con, and I was really honored and privileged to be amongst peers like Panache Desai and Matt Kahn and Paul Selig, and I was a featured speaker, and I had been asked to speak about my book that just got published, Why We Don't Awaken, What Holds Humanity Back from Reaching Its Full Potential. And I have to say, I went from terrified speaker to, to really being in my element. I couldn't believe when I actually got to the podium and the microphone, I had an hour PowerPoint to do. It was not just a 15-minute talk. It was not a half hour. It was an hour, people, with
wow.
PowerPoint with these peers. Yeah, and I was thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? But I was prepared. I got up to the podium. I had this amazing sense of calm, amazing sense of as if I had done this already. And the words that they just flowed. Of course, I had prepared and practiced, but I have to say it was just an amazing experience, and it was great. It was really great, and it was everything that I probably thought it was going to be and more. So I thank everyone who did support me and everyone who continues to support me and each other, because it definitely was out of my comfort zone. It was, I have to admit it. I was just thinking, what is going on here? But these are the great things in life, These are the really neat things about life.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you said. It was everything you thought it would be and more. And that's the key word, and more, because it's always so much more when you step out of your comfort zone. And when
which is a great thing when you're talking about procrastination, because so many of us do so much to sabotage these very events from our lives, because we'll find every excuse why we cannot do it, why we're not qualified, why we're not worthy, we don't have the right whatever, we don't have the book, we don't have the right qualifications, we didn't do the right ads, we didn't do the right product, we don't have the right amount of Twitter followers, we will find every excuse why we cannot be where we're supposed to be. I could have thought up a million reasons why, and here I was with peers who were, they've been in the business for a long time, and I felt at home, I felt at ease, and we all should feel that way, because we are all the same. We are all exactly the same. We really are. I think it's just our sense of unworthiness that we carry throughout our lives that we battle with, that keeps us competing against ourselves, that keeps us holding ourselves back. And, that's the issue here with the procrastination. That's the real battle. That's the real battle. How can we deal with that from day to day, waking up in the morning, battling with ourselves? How do we get rid of that?
Well, yeah, procrastination has been called the all-time great silent killer, killer of business, killer of personal life, killer of productivity. And so what do you think is the cause of it? Is it fear? Is it like what causes you to procrastinate?
Yeah, I think fear is, you know, a good old word to cover up a lot of things. I think that fear underlying all of the fear, because that's such a broad term, is beliefs and thoughts. And, of course, it all originates with thoughts because thoughts, they come from us. I mean, that is where it all originates. And the thoughts that we have, because nothing, remember, we're born blank. We only assign meaning to the world. Our only meaning is assigned by our caregivers because nothing has meaning until it's assigned to us. Nothing. We don't judge anything. Nothing is right or wrong until it is given that judgment by us. And by that I mean, you know, we are given that by our tribe. By our tribe meaning our families, our authority figures, our society, the media, whatever. We gather that information throughout time, and what that is we become these little lenses, this representation of our tribe, or we become a mini tribe, and we go out into the world, and we view the world through this lens, this belief system, these thoughts. But what happens in turn when we get to a certain age is we then have to sort of uncover and demystify. We basically strip ourselves away from these very thoughts, this very lens that we have used to go out to the world, because that's really not who we are. That's who our tribe was. And our tribe, of course, served a purpose in protecting us and giving us shelter and giving us an identity in the beginning. But that's not who we are. That's not the who we really are, of course. So, you know, when we get up in the morning and you're really dealing with these thoughts, you're dealing with someone else's thoughts. You're really dealing with someone else's beliefs. And to find out, you know, we have this conversation all the time. I even had it last night with some relatives. You know, someone who said, she said, I don't know what I want out of life. You know, I don't know where I'm going. You know, everybody tells me I need to go into healthcare, and I don't want to go into healthcare. And, you know, she's 24 years old and she's still lost. And I'm thinking to myself, she's so young though. It's okay. It's okay. Because we all, even at 40s, 50s, 60s, this is not an unusual thought to have, you know, to be lost or not know what you want in life. It's okay. Because what you're battling with is a summation of everyone else's thoughts and everyone else's desires. And that's the dominant majority. You know, you're in this hypnotic trance most of your life, and you're dominated by others' beliefs. And it's very, very difficult to break out of that. So you can't beat yourself up for that.
Do you think most people really don't break out of it, especially if they're brought up in a culture where breaking out of it is a taboo and you have to follow the family tribes and traditions and thoughts? Breaking out of it is not a common thing. When people are searching, I thought it was a common thing because I was searching, and I guess naturally I attracted other people that were searching, but that's not the majority of people. Statistically speaking, if you're brought up a certain way, that's the way you're going to live your life.
That's right, and it's an excellent question, and it's true. The majority of people do not break out. There's several reasons for that. Our brains are, there's so much research with brains and brain technology, and we are absolutely capable of our own evolution. Our brains are plastic. I mean, now we are finding out how much that is. You know, we're able to grow and change. For example, just a quick example, in London cab drivers are able, the streets are not gridded according to most cities where they're, you know, they're basically gridded. In London, streets are, people who are listening what I'm saying, it's actually called the knowledge. It's called, quote unquote, the knowledge. They have to learn the streets because they're all over the place. It's crazy. But they've put these cab drivers under these MRI machines, and they've noticed that their brains grow in a certain area of knowledge that forms because they have to learn this gridded area. They have to learn every single street before you can become a London cab driver. I don't know if you knew this.
I have to memorize that. Yeah, I think part of the brain damage in England is because they drive on the wrong side of the street.
but the point is, I'm sorry to drag yourself, but the point is their brain grows in the area of this knowledge. The brain grows, and they know that in certain people with meditation, their area of the brain grows. It means the brain adapts.
Amazing.
The brain adapts. Where we thought it was stagnant and it only had a certain function, it doesn't. It grows. We're plastic. We adapt and change according to our environment. So that means we can break away from the tribe and grow according to our own interests, our own beliefs, our own feelings, our own desires. We are here to live our life. We're here to live our goals and passions. We're here to live what we want to do. But yet, what you said originally, you asked it in your question, is it hard? Yes, it's hard because we're still programmed. Our momentum is still programmed in survival mode. Our physical organism still is steeped in the momentum to survive. Mm-hmm. And we're slowly breaking away from that. Will it happen? Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is happening.
A small degree. It is happening. And even a small degree of change. I mean, look at an airplane. If you're 1 to 2 degrees off course, you will go to a different city, I guarantee you. Yeah. And if you, with a small amount of awareness, your life will go on a completely different trajectory. So it's okay. We're all going to get there in the end. It's all right. There's nothing to beat yourself up for. That's my point. It's just, the worst thing to do is to think that we failed at something because we've never failed at anything.
Right. It's a journey. But you did mention that you came out with a new book called Why We Don't Awaken, which is a very intriguing title. I love that title. And even though we're not going to be talking specifically about everything in the book, if somebody wants to check out your book or if somebody wants a copy, where do they go?
Oh, thanks, Tippi. Yeah, it's on Amazon, actually. And it's in Kindle and it's, of course, a hard copy. And right now, it's in the works of being an audio. So I think, as I know myself, I love to listen to audio. So stay tuned for the audio.
It's easy.
Isn't it?
For a lot of people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because
we don't have to procrastinate. We can just plug it in.
Yeah, I mean, I like to read. I love to read. But when I drive, I want to listen to something that I want to listen to, not some broadcasting that somebody else decides. And reading a book that you know you're going to enjoy and you know you're going to love, it's just really so much fun to listen to it, especially if it's done well.
Yeah, I agree.
Really fun.
Yeah.
So that's great. So do you have a website where people can follow you and kind of see what you're up to?
I
know
do.
You're always up to something.
It's a fabulous website. It's called jenniferschutemacher.com, and I'll spell the Schutemacher. It's Schuitemaker, jenniferschutemacher.com. Yeah, you'll find a lot of tools, a lot of things there. It's really a great website.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful. So in the spirit of continuing the series of Now What, I know your book is one of the tools that we can definitely use to go to that section. And basically, this is for people who really are searching to break out of that tribe, to break out of that programming that the tribe has provided for them as children. And so, like you said, you came to the event. You were not in your comfort zone. It's the first event you did. But you did it anyway. You didn't let that stop you. And you got there, and then you found that it was so much more than you thought it was. So for somebody that's sitting back saying, I really want to break out of this tribe, I've been searching everywhere, I've been reading these amazing books that tell me that I'm capable of so much more, but I look around me, and I'm still in my broken-down house, I'm still in my broken-down fears, I can't take it anymore, I want to get over it. What do you do? What do you tell them?
Yeah, and that's these are such great questions. And I say, honestly, the first thing is you look at what's around you, because two major, major things. The study of social genomics says that we are, I hate to tell you guys, but you might have to change your friends. I mean, we are a culmination of our five closest friends. It's our health,
wow,
our weight, our financial picture. You are who you hang around, because those people influence you the most. And unfortunately or fortunately, wherever, I mean, you might be happy where you are, but it also might make you too comfortable. And if you have a list or you have goals and it's not in line with where you are, then you might have to change where you are. And that may mean finding more fertile soil in the people, the places, and things that you are around, that you surround. It's like having, you know, a palm tree does not survive in the Arctic, and that's for a reason. I mean, and you also must find your fertile soil. So the first and foremost is finding the people and the places and things that inspire you, that are more like you. And, you know, I don't know, if we had more time, there's so many things to this. I mean, you know, we are entrained in entrainment, to talk briefly about entrainment. I mean, everything is made of energy. Every single thing is bouncing around with energy. And, you know, we are entrained by the things around us as well. I mean, this entrainment, just very briefly, was discovered by a Dutch physicist who noticed that the pendulum would swing in unison together. And a lot of us know that, you know, we hang around women, you know this, when you're, you know, together in close proximity, you menstruate together. Fireflies, they're on the same branch, they start to twinkle in unison.
You even get pregnant together.
And it's that the dominant, there's always a dominant energy, and we as our bodies have this mechanism that runs 24/7 that we don't even know, we're not even aware of, but it entrains always to the dominant frequency around us. So if you have the majority of the people are making a certain salary, living a certain way, certain weight, a certain health, your body is in training to match that lifestyle. So it is very imperative that you notice that and become aware and change. You might have to remove yourself from that situation. And, you know, sometimes it takes a leap of faith and it takes guts, but that's what you're here for. You know, that's what you're here in life for.
So Jennifer, synchronicity happens to me now on so many levels and on so many different things. And right now, you just hit something that is so synchronized with what I've been talking about. And I want to ask you about that. It's amazing. And also, another thing is you said that we have so much to talk about and we have so little time to talk about. So if there's anything that you want to talk about, we do have next month coming up. We will continue. So if you want to think about what we're going to continue into, what we will start with, we can already prepare everybody so that they know what they're going to be listening to. So you said who our five best friends are. Really, we rise to that, and it reflects who we are. And that's one of the things that I've been debating really harshly with someone this past few weeks, is to block or not to block. So if you have a friend that you know is not serving you, but you know, is it too harsh to say, you know what, I'm just going to block that number, unfriend them, totally pretend this person doesn't exist? Or can you just kind of remove yourself by not talking, not calling, and just kind of casually say hello once in a while? If they do call, it's okay. What do you think? Do you think blocking is too harsh? Because I'm not going to tell you what I said or what they said, but would you block someone, especially if it's a relationship kind of, let's say, a man for a woman or a woman for a man, and you know he's not going anywhere, and you know it's pulling you down, because obviously if somebody is not supporting you and is not serving you, then they're pulling you down. Where would you stand?
Right.
Would you just say that's it?
I think it's and you're probably asking this for so many people. It's a great, great question. And remember, it doesn't have to be five friends. This is five people. This could be parents, this could be relatives, anything. But to answer your question, it doesn't have to be blocking. It literally has to be just removing you. You are literally putting a boundary up and saying, I love myself. I am worthy enough to not put myself in this situation. And what you're really saying is, I love myself and I love this other person too, because this other person, by you removing yourself, this other person can then free themselves to find their fertile ground, their vibration that's more like them, because you're not doing them a service either by allowing it to continue in this codependent relationship. They are not finding their fertile ground, because remember, this is like you said, there's no synchronicity between either one of you. And by both of you staying together, you're both procrastinating, retarding your progress. And that's not good for either one of you. But sometimes it takes one person to be the more stronger person and break away. And therefore, that other person is also wonderfully free to find their majority, you know, to find their group so that they can flourish and prosper, because that's what we're here to do. You know, that's, they can find their flock, their herd, and you can find your flock and your herd, and you can both thrive. And that's really what we're here to do.
And your tribe and your,
yeah,
whatever,
you can really, and yeah. And, but when you're together and you're doing this dance, you know, it, and then you're trying not to hurt each other's feelings, or you're trying to say, well, but if I block them, it really doesn't do anyone a disservice to pretend that you're not hurting, or you pretend you're not doing this. And it's better to be free and be civil. Of course, you're humans and you can say hello and everything's great. But, you know, you don't have this this similar relationship that you had before. There's really nothing there anymore. It's different.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that it's really not the issue to block or not to block. The issue is to move on and to just go to a place. Whether you block them or not is not that important. But I think
it's like you're a seed, you know? You're finding your field. You're blowing in the wind and where you're going to land. And, you know, if you're a particular kind of flower, you're going to go into a different kind of, a particular kind of climate, and you're going to flourish there. You're not going to go next to this person because this person might be in the desert and there might be a bunch of cactuses, and you're not going to go there because it's going to really retard your growth. It's going to be prickly and awful and hot and arid. You're not going to go there. You're a daisy. You're a daisy. You're going to find a nice field with trees and seasons and apple trees, and you're blowing in the wind. You have to find where your other daisies are. So that's where you're going to go, and you're going to flourish. It's just, but yet the cactuses are going to be beautiful, and they're going to also flourish there. But you're going to go where your where your field is. I always love to go to nature because it's neutral and it's beautiful and it doesn't judge. It's always
I
better.
Love nature. I love the closer I am to nature, the more I feel complete, the more I feel whole, I feel good.
Yeah.
When I'm away from nature, I feel like a longing to be back in nature.
Yeah.
So your mind can take you there. You don't necessarily have to be there all the time in the forest or in the ocean. You could go there mentally sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like
right.
you said, that's
right.
why you use that as a metaphor. And that's really, really beautiful. So since we're coming to the end and we only have a few minutes left, what would you like to invite everybody to come for next month when we're going to be continuing to talk about this? This is taken
I'm sorry,
on.
What's that?
Where would you like to talk about next month? Where would we take this to?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it would be great to, wow, there's so much we covered here, too. And I
know.
Think we could either,
hello? Did we lose you? Oh, my God, we lost Jennifer, it looks like. And,
I think we could, yes.
Jennifer, we just lost
here.
You. We didn't hear what you said. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Now I can hear you, yes. Jennifer?
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I could hear you now, and then you faded
okay.
out, and then
I'm
you
so sorry.
And faded
yes.
out.
Yes.
So.
yeah.
But okay, it looks like we're having
it was
connection.
Such a great idea. I don't know where it went. I'm so sorry. We were so good on there.
We just went down to the desert for a while to look at the cactuses and
oh my
in
goodness.
The desert. Everything goes silent for a bit, I guess. It's nice to visit there too, and it's there for a reason. So you're fading in and out, and what we will do is we will basically really yeah.
There we go.
Really,
you got me now?
I got you now. Yes. How are the cactuses down in the desert?
Do you have me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, Jennifer. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Jennifer?
Sorry about that, folks. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. It's a good thing it happened the last few minutes.
I went down into the ocean, I think. I went to the
really?
Ocean.
Really? I thought you.
Back.
Yeah, I thought you might be in
yes,
the desert with the cactus.
Yes, I can hear you guys now. Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Well, at least we have
yes,
you now.
Yes.
So I think what we'll do next time is we might
I
visit
know.
The forest.
I don't know what happened. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Yeah, but no, for next week, we could talk more about, well, I think the relationships were a good part.
Yeah, I think we can continue on the relationships. We can kind of visit the different tribes have different purpose in life. And the question really is, where do you belong? And so my big question that we've been entertaining is to block those who don't support you or not to block those who support you. That's not
yeah.
even that important. What you're saying is that what's important is that you do what is good for you and that there's nothing wrong with that and that you just find the flowers that match you, the environment that matches you, and the things that support
mm-hmm.
you, basically, more or less. But if you do need to block someone, I guess you
yeah.
can. It may not be my thing, but it may
yeah,
be something
sure.
that might be helpful for other people. There's nothing wrong with that. And then we dropped you for a little bit, so we'll just one more time mention
yeah.
your website, which
absolutely.
Is Jennifer Schutemacher, and that's schutemacher.com, where you can get more information about Jennifer. And if you love what Jennifer is saying, which we all do,
yes.
then you can get more of what she's saying. And I know you have some videos up there, you have some articles, you have some links and all that kind of stuff. Even if you want to listen to the show, you can also go to jennifershutemacher.com. She will have that posted over there. And you can email, you can contact, you can follow this show by clicking the follow button right here on top. That way you will get the notices
sounds
of what
great.
We're going to talk about and what we're going to say. And until we meet again, Jennifer, what would you like to leave us with? Yeah, the issue that we're having is really continuing to be an issue. And I'm so grateful that it is the last part of the show.
I just thank everybody for coming. And
I am not sure what's going on. But on behalf of Jennifer, I'd like to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, thank
and
you,
like
everybody.
To,
sorry about that.
And we'll figure out what it was that kept you fading in and out for some reason towards the end of the show. I'm really grateful that it was the end of the show. But until then, Jennifer, I'd like to thank you for joining us today and for giving us such a boost of energy, of positive energy that we can enjoy and carry around for the rest of the day. Thank you, Jennifer, and have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, a wonderful night, wherever you are. And until next month, enjoy the journey.